Welcome to Joy Moments,
where moments shared spread joy beyond us. I am Lacey, your co-host in joy here with Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Lacey. I am in so much joy because I haven't seen you in like a week. And so I'm just in joy seeing your smiling face.
Yeah, and we have Violet once again off camera, but you may hear, if you hear what sounds like a dinosaur or maybe like a monster, or a baby trying to be a Batman. That is Violet in the background. So that's her new thing.
Wait a second. Isn't this, these videos are going on YouTube, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so for anyone on YouTube, what Lacey is doing is pushing a swinging chair with a long item. That's what she's doing. Yeah. If you see that item coming in and out of frame, that's what that
is. It's like a selfie stick that's magnetic. And the chair, the swing is magnetic, so I can just, boop, magnetic on, because this is a hand-me-down. I can't figure out how to get it to do it by itself, so, boy, I got it.
I just wanted to explain that for anyone, like, what is she doing off to the side?
I will say, in our last episode, I'm, like, moving a lot like this, and like, ooh, I look like I can't sit still. Look like something's cut, like, a little wrong, like, it's just a little off. Like, no, just.
I noticed in my our video, I wasn't used to being on video full time. And I noticed I was cleaning food out of my teeth. And I thought, mental note to self, how about you don't clean food out of your teeth while you're doing a video recording?
This is our second episode of Joy Moments, where we're going to share. We have a joy submission from me. That was a voice note in the moment. So I thought that would be fun. We've got some other submitted ones as well. But we're just so excited to be here. Today, we will get to our 10-minute allotment time. So I know everyone.
Lacey will hold us
so
to that.
Concerned about our administrative.
Reminder for those listening, the whole point of sharing joy is that it amplifies the joy. The person who had the moment, that their joy is then shared and it continues on. And that hopefully you listening or watching, it helps you start to cultivate a practice of noticing joy moments in your day. And so just a reminder of that's the intention.
Yeah. So we'll go ahead and start with mine. This is a voice note that I sent to Sarah after a really lovely and great day. And you can just hear how happy and excited I am. All right, I'm sending this as a voice note because I don't feel like typing at all. So we had my friend's wedding last night. And Sarah, I had the best night. I thoroughly enjoyed myself. I truly, truly felt good. The venue was literally 4 minutes away from Joe's parents' house. We were watching the kids. I was able to go feed Violet in the middle of like the reception and stuff. And I danced, I did a shot. And as I'm sure you can imagine, dancing with Alex is one of my favorite things in the world because she is the most serious, silly dancer in the world. I had so much fun. I made it the whole night, like, and I danced. Yeah, it's one of those things where I'm like, I have to tell somebody who will understand how much this means to me. And Joe went and with the bomb and he had fun too. And then we went to Joe's parents, picked up the kids, drove home and got everybody in bed. And I fed Violet once in the night. And then I woke up this morning with no hangover and I feel good. So I'm just like on cloud nine right now. Yeah, I'm just over here like happily working because my kids are being cool. Violet's taking a nap. Joe just woke up. I don't know. Life is really good this morning. Still a high I'm riding. It's been like a week and a half now of going and having fun at my friend's wedding and feeling good. And then waking up the next day expecting to feel awful and I felt good. Oh, I'm going to ride that high for a while.
Dancing at a wedding is a unique type of joy.
It is. I made a TikTok about it, how apparently this is something a lot of people enjoy. So I need like a night at a club that I can sponsor. That's like wedding night. And it's very specific of like what everyone can expect. We're all done by like 11:30. Like it is that's even late for me. I might dip out early. I don't know. But
oh, and I think When you go to a wedding, you're usually wearing fancy shoes that are not comfortable dancing shoes. So I think at this night, you come wearing comfortable dancing
Yeah.
shoes.
Someone mentioned like cake. I'm like, yes, there should be cake. Like it's the post-dinner thing, so there's gonna be cake. The music is no wedding music. There's always a line dance and everyone joins in, and no matter how good or bad you are, you just do it the best you can. Lots of pointing and excited to see other people, you know? And yeah, just
So this actually, can I? Sorry, I got so
yeah.
excited. Okay, this actually dovetails perfectly into my joy moment.
Okay.
Okay, the older I get, the less F's I have to give. And I dance in the grocery store and they're starting to play music. I remember when I was a kid, they would play music and you're like, oh, that's such old-timey music. And now they're playing what my child would consider old-timey music, but it's my prime era music. So they're playing Whitney Houston's I Want to Dance with
That's another
Somebody.
song that's required at a wedding that I did dance to and I loved.
I am going to town in the grocery store. And keep in mind, our grocery store is busy this time of year. I don't care. I am going for it. And my son's so used to this by at this point, and he just kind of like slowly walks away from me. So I go up and I'm like, I'm really digging it, and my eyes are kind of closed and I'm in my own zone. And then I bring myself out of it. And then I stop and I actually look at what I'm like looking at for the grocery. And then something catches my eye off to the left. And I look to the left, and there is a woman my same age by herself, singing and dancing, and it made me so happy to see somebody else in the state of dancing joy that I was in at the grocery store. And I just thought, oh, these are the moments that are so special. It was amazing. And now I just want to start dancing.
Did you guys acknowledge each other at all?
I know, because she was so in her own
Okay, yeah.
groove that she was not even aware of my presence.
That makes it even better. I do love that shared moment. You know, like one time I was driving. It was a Taylor Swift song. I don't know which one, but I was like 20, 21, 22, just going. And I turned and there's this car full of like boys my age. And they were like cheering me on, I think. And it's one of those things where I'm like, we're in that moment together.
I love that.
A little joy moment that I had yesterday, just to top us off. We're at my parents' pool. They have a pool and it's fantastic. But there was a moment where me, Joe, and Isaac and Iris, so all five of us were in the pool. I was pulling Violet around. And I just had this moment of like completion, or just like, oh, I am in the exact moment me to be right now. I am at my best. Being in or near water is always something that brings out the best in me. I have a feeling Vi is the same way because she loves being in water like me. And so it just was this beautiful moment of clarity. And I got to have like a little moment with each of the kids. And I just really appreciated and enjoyed that moment in what could be the mundane, but was very, very special for me.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. That made me happy to picture that.
Yeah. And I mean, Bob and Carolyn's pool is beautiful too, so I'm sure you can imagine.
I imagine it's immaculate.
There's so many flowers.
Sparkling clean.
So many
Yeah.
flowers. So yeah. Well, thank you for joining us in Joy Moments today. Appreciate you, and we hope that you can take this joy and spread it out beyond just you, me, Sarah, the person who submitted. Just wait, make those ripples ripple.
Please, we want to share your joy moments. You can go to, was it joyfulsupport.com
/joy moments.
and submit your joy moments. And we want to hear them. We want to amplify your joy into the world because right now there's a lot of stuff happening, but sharing your joy and amplifying that is one thing we can do. And if we all put those little drops in the bucket, it makes a difference. So please share your joy moment with us, and we look forward to reading it on our next Joy Moments podcast.
Yeah.